This podcast is brought to you by Perfect Smiles in Nashua, New Hampshire. Do what I did and update your smile. Call 844-A-PERFECT-SMILE. When you change your smile, you change your life.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
CNN has a major projection to announce, and that is Joe Biden will win Arizona. He is the winner of 11 electoral votes in Arizona. Look at the votes. A little over 11,000 margin. 49.4 to 49.1.
This ain't over. This ain't over by a long shot.
It was rigged. And I demand a recount.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
This week, 82 years ago, Kristallnacht happened. It was the Nazis' warning shot across the bow of our human civilization. After 4 years of a modern-day assault on those same values by Donald Trump, the Biden-Harris team pledges a return to norms, including the truth.
Well, what a terrible thing to say. How could you think that?
This is CNN.
Who's your captain? Howie Carr.
This is a great day for our country. We get to take our democracy back.
What do you say to those who are criticizing you, where less than a week ago you went out and stood before a massive crowd who was celebrating Joe Biden's victory, and now you're saying your city has to shut down? How do you have one and not the other?
There are times when we actually do need to have relief and come together, and I felt like that was one of those times. That crowd was gathered whether I was there or not.
Objection! These remarks are profane and irrelevant.
Unchained and unstoppable.
President Trump believes he will be President Trump, have a second term.
It would look pretty bad if he did not attend the inauguration. It would look like sour grapes, wouldn't it?
I think the president will attend his own inauguration. He would have to be there, in fact.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
844-500-4242. That is the toll-free number of the Howie Carr Show. This hour, we're going to do some local stuff. We're going to go over the latest obnoxious comments of Governor Charlie Parker. And the governor of Vermont has also apparently gone around the bend, too. We're going to tighten the screws, Phil Scott says. Last week, he voted for Biden. This week, he's going to tighten the screws. And the ironic part of this is that I think we mentioned yesterday, I know I mentioned it in my column today, Vermont has the lowest death rate in the nation. The lowest death rate in the nation. They've had 59 deaths from this thing in 9 months. And yet now all the bars are going to be shut down. Multi-household gatherings are banned. So I guess this is even more draconian than Gavin Newsom in California. He said you couldn't have more than three households. This guy's saying no, nobody. And you know, for what? Because the surge is exploding and coming to our doorstep, but nobody's dead. But nobody's dead. So what does that mean? 844-500-4242. Restaurants will have to close at 10 p.m. All recreational sports except, quote, school-sponsored sports activities will be suspended. And listen to this one. College students returning home will have to quarantine for a minimum of 7 days. Yeah, right. Right. So if you're in Vermont and you go to college in Massachusetts or New Hampshire, you have to sit at your house for a week when you get back. I don't think that's going to work out very well. Anyway, before we get to the to the COVID panic updates, I wanted to mention the passing of Howie Winter, the former boss, the legendary boss of the old Winter Hill Gang in Somerville. And he was 91 years old. He lived in Millbury with his wife, Ellen, and he died. He had a heart attack last night. And he was a friend of the show, and I liked the guy. I understand people are saying, well, how can you say he was a good guy? Hey, look, I know him, you know, the way I knew him, and he was a decent guy to me. He was a decent guy to Grace.
He really was. He was very sweet, and he was funny, and he was just, I mean, we knew him when he was an older guy, and he was just a nice guy. I mean, I know people are going to now say the same thing to me, Howie, but I don't care. He was nice to me.
Yeah, I know. He was. And
Ellen was very nice to me as well. She's a lovely lady.
And we've got one of the podcasts that we did last year for Dirty Rats was about Ellen and Howie. And where can people get that, Grace, to listen to it if they want to this weekend?
Well, you can get it wherever you get your podcast if you type in Dirty Rats. But you can also go to HowieKarsha.com and click on the podcast there. And I just want to say that a lot of times with people, you can really tell when a couple is in love, and she loved him so much. It was just obvious when she talked about him. So my heart goes out to Ellen. I'm sure she's having a tough time right now.
Yeah, she is. And if you after you listen to that podcast about Howie Winter and Ellen, and you want to buy the books, we've got an end of an era special, because it is the end of an era for the Winter Hill Gang. And go to HowieKarsha.com and click on store. And we're selling a Rat Man. That's the story about the Whitey Bulger trial. And Plug Uglies, which is the story of just a sort of a coffee table book about organized crime in Boston for $14.95. So it's a good deal. And HowieKarsha.com, click on store. And you can get that special deal, the end of an era special. And in February, I sat down with Howie in the studio, and we talked for an hour and a half. And he kind of opened up a little bit about some of the stuff he had done and some of the old days with the Irish gang war. You know, he always said, I was in two wars. I was in World War II, and he joined when he was 14. He was born in 1929, St. Patrick's Day. And then he said, after World War II, I was a businessman, and he worked with Buddy McLean. They had trucks and everything. They were on the docks in Charlestown. And then he said, then I got into the Irish gang war, the gang war with the McLaughlins in Charlestown, which was probably the biggest Irish gang in the country at the time. And the Winter Hill Gang, which was three guys, basically, Buddy McLean, Joe McDonald, and Howie Winter, they wiped out the McLaughlins over time. And with all the COVID and the election and everything, we never cut up the tape or anything. But Taylor went through some of the stuff today, and this is just some stuff that we've never played before from Howie Winter. And I never could have played some of this. One of these cuts, at least, I could never have played while he was alive, because unlike Johnny Matarano, who I wrote Hitman with. You know, Johnny pleaded guilty to all these murders, so he could talk about them openly. Whereas, Howie couldn't say what had really happened to it. He could say some things about what happened, like about hijacking a truck or something like that, or beating somebody up, but he couldn't say anything about, the ultimate crime, which is murder. So let's start out with this is Howie Winter talking about the. Wimpy Bennett. Wimpy Bennett was another famous gangster. He was involved in the Brinks job, at least laundering money, and he was the biggest gangster in Roxbury. And he was eventually killed by Stevie Flemmi and Frank Salemi. And Salemi's doing life now for killing another gangster. So's Flemmi is doing life. And Flemmi actually tried to blow up Howie's car at the beginning of the Irish gang wars, and then they flipped over and became allies. But anyway, this is Howie Winter on the death of Wimpy Bennett, cut 10.
So, yeah, that Wimpy comes here, and Frankie Salemi and Stevie Flemmi, they drop in once in a while. So then he tells me that they're there, Wimpy Bennett, Frankie, and Stevie. All of a sudden, they put a bullet in the back of his head right there with him sitting there.
It's just the way it was, Wimpy trained Stevie to run the rackets, and then Stevie said, hey, why don't I run the rackets? And so he brings in his buddy Salemi, and they kill Wimpy. And then the McLaughlins, that was the Charlestown gang that they were fighting, the Winter Hill group. And the Charlestown, there was the McLaughlins, the McLaughlin brothers. But the toughest guys in the McLaughlin group were these two brothers called the Hughes brothers, Connie Hughes and Steve Hughes. Stevie Hughes is the guy who ended up killing Buddy McLean. But this is how they caught up with Connie, I think. I think it's Connie that they caught up with here. This is a cut 11.
Who do you think we pulled up right behind? Sammy and Stevie Hughes, the car in front of us. So they get down, I think it was 114.
Oh, this is Stevie.
Get down, pulled up alongside of them, and emptied a rifle into them, killed both of them and the dogs, thank God. He had a couple of dogs with him. They get out alive.
Yeah, this was Stevie Hughes, and he was like the bodyguard for a guy named Sammy Lindenbaum, who was like a money guy, a loan shark, and they were going to Lawrence, and they caught up with him, and they had the two dogs in the back seat, and they shot the car full of holes, and the car went off 114. That's days before 114 was a well-developed road like it is now. And it went into a ditch, and the Hughes and Lindenbaum were dead, and the dogs just scampered out and just were playing around. So this is Howie Winter on Zip Connolly, the crooked FBI agent, and how he met him through a famous guy that we've been talking about in the run up to the election, a guy who's, I'll give you a hint, number four, cut 12.
I was friendly with all the Bruins, and Bobby Orr invited me to the victory party when they won the Stanley Cup. So I went in and said hi to most of the guys, and Bobby Orr was with Connolly, and he introduced me to him. And he told him, he's just an FBI agent, Connolly. And I shook his hand, you know, and said, pleased to meet you, you know. That was the only time I ever met with him. Then we heard Whitey said, you know, this guy's, I'm meeting with him, but he's giving me information, and I'm paying for an apartment for him, and I'm giving him money. So in other words, he was covering his ass. If someone saw him with Connolly, he let us know that Connolly was giving him information. He wasn't giving Connolly information.
You know, and he went. Whitey went to Howie Winter when he was losing the gang war over in South Boston, and. We went to Moderano, and he begged Moderano and Howie Winter to save his rear end because he was on the losing end of the fight. And then, like a few years later, he's ratting them out to the FBI. But that was Whitey Bulger for you. 844-500-4242. I'm going to go over some more of that stuff this weekend and see what we can get out of it. It's pretty interesting stuff. And he was a very interesting guy, and he was a To all of us at the Howie Carr Show Network, he was really a good guy and a nice fella. He was also in prison for a while with the Joe Pesci character in The Irishman. His name was Russell Bufalino. They were all in the same can. There's a picture of them all together at a Jewish holiday. They all had to become Jewish for a day to get outside and have a big feast. So they're all wearing yarmulkes, all these Italian and Irish gangsters. Anyway, 844-500-4242. And we'll be back in just a moment. It's Charlie Parker's birthday, and we're gonna observe his birthday by playing some of his cuts and take your messages. 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.
A nightmare to liberals everywhere. He's Howie Carr.
This is Chris in Rochester, Mass.
This is Mark in Nashville, New Hampshire.
This is Lorna in Truckstown, Pennsylvania. And this is the Howie Carr Show.
Today's poll question is brought to you by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier. Eden Pure is continuing their buy one, get one sale. Eliminate pet, smoke, and basement smells for good. My listeners love the thunderstorm. Go to EdenPure.com and put in code word Howie Bogo. There it is. It's a beautiful thing, and it's great. It's a great product. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Should landlords still be allowed to evict non-paying tenants?
Yes, they should be.
90% say yes.
All right. 844-500-4242. Let's see. I'm getting criticized for saying good things about Howie. You criticized dirtbag Whitey Bulger and mourned dirtbag Winter just because he gave you some good stories. I like your show, but that's lame. That's from 603-413-H. I can't believe how much you hated Bulger, and yet here you are memorializing a POS who is no different at all than Whitey Sad. He's, believe me, he's a very different guy than Whitey Bulger. You could say they were in the same line of work, sort of, but Howie was a very different person than Whitey Bulger. There's no question about that. 844-500-4242. So anyway, today was Charlie Parker's birthday, and it was the day after the grim milestone of 10,000 deaths in the Commonwealth of Massachusetts. Well, Vermont is 50th in the rate of deaths, 9 per 100,000. Massachusetts, as you know, is, from reading my column or just looking at the stats yourself, is third in deaths per 100,000 population, 148 deaths per 100,000 population. So they're at about 15 times more deaths than in Vermont. But Charlie Parker is cracking down some more. And Grace says, I must start with a cut 18 because it's a classic.
Before
Charlie.
We go to cut 18, if it really is Charlie Parker's birthday, we should play a song for him, shouldn't we?
Yeah, we should play the intro, first of all. Let's play the intro, first of all.
That's what I was getting at.
Oh, okay. I thought you were
going
to play.
You're enjoying your day. Everything's going your way. Then along comes Charlie Parker. Always there to tell you about a new disease, a car accident, or killer bees. You beg her to spare you. Charlie, please. But you can't stop Charlie Parker.
Don't even think about socializing. That's his favorite new word, socializing. As I told Robert Walker last night, the restaurant and hotel owner, the synonym for socialize is have fun. Don't even think about it. Okay, cut 18.
We didn't put that stay-at-home advisory in place without thinking real hard about it. We did it to send a message that if people want to have the kind of holiday season, a safe holiday season, one where businesses are open and available, to have people who work there and people shop there, where supervised, organized, inspected recreational and entertainment venues are available, where our hospital system is actually managing a load that they can carry. People need to think real hard about the role they can play as individuals in helping us work our way through this.
You see, we all have a role to play. Your role, as Dr. Fauci said earlier in the day, my role, everyone's role who's listening to this, our role is to follow orders. Follow the orders of our betters. The people like Charlie Parker, his role is to tell us what to do and to punish us if we do not comply with his orders. Let us have him going at you. Here he is going after youth hockey again. I don't know what the problem is here with hockey. He's tall. Did he have a problem with skates because he's so tall? I don't think most tall people can skate just like shorter people, but maybe not. 15.
And if you need another example, let's talk about youth hockey.
Oh, again.
It wasn't so much the actual act of playing youth hockey that created the very significant cluster across New England that came out of this. It was the 12 hours or 14 hours that adults and kids were spending at a rink playing in round robin tournaments, where the kids were spending far more time horsing around with each other.
Horsing around!
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
603 says, I heard your podcast on Howie Winter. He and Whitey were like oil and water. Yeah, Howie was a gangster, but at least he had love for his country, his people, his wife. Whitey can't check any of those boxes. Thank you. Thank you, 603. You said it better than I was explaining it, but that's it in a nutshell. Whitey was just the absolute most loathsome creature you've ever seen, you've ever run into. He had no loyalty to anybody but himself. And Howie went to to prison and kept his mouth shut. He was a stand-up guy. 844-500-4242. So horsing around. Yesterday or 2 days ago was socializing at the hockey round-robin tournaments. Now it's horsing around. Have you ever horsed around? We've got to put an end to this horsing around. Again, I'm going to just raise this question again. If Charlie Parker had run for governor, all those, he's run three times, won two, lost once. If he had run the first time and said, I'm going to put an end to horsing around in Massachusetts, how many votes do you think he would have gotten? And remember when they said, when he was running in 2018 against the Reverend Scott Lively, remember him? He was the guy, he was fed up with Parker. I actually voted for him in the primary, and I don't mind saying I did. And they kept saying, oh, he's a religious fanatic. Scott Lively was a damn Unitarian Universalist, compared to Charlie Parker. Charlie Parker is a fire and brimstone fundamentalist on the issue of COVID-19. If you don't obey the Lord, which is him, you're going to hell. You're going to spend eternity in fire and damnation, roasting on a spit in hell if you have more than 8 or 10 people over for Thanksgiving. 844-500-4242. These people. And again, if you want to hear the Howie Winter podcast, you can get it wherever you get your Howie Carr Show podcast. It's in the Dirty Rats. And are there any other places they can get it, Taylor, or is that the best place to go, just to the wherever you get
wherever,
your podcast?
If you're a Howie Carr Show listener on your podcast platform, you can find Dirty Rats on there. So it's the last episode. Certainly give all of them a listen, but the last one really completes it. You can also go on to HowieCarrShow.com if you don't use any podcast apps, and we have all the podcasts listened there. Just click the podcast link.
Right, and if you're interested afterwards, just get the end of an era special with the two books, Rat Man, about the Whitey Bulger trial. If you want to see what a real bastard does, it was all spelled out in the trial, and also Plug Uglies, which is kind of a coffee table book of organized crime, hundreds of mug shots and old police reports. It's good stuff.
And as Howie mentioned, Howie interviewed in February, and it's an hour and a half interview, so Howie's going to listen to it this weekend, as are we, and we're going to come up with something special to commemorate Howie's life.
Yeah. Again, it's pretty interesting stuff. It's a time that's not coming back. And it'll be something pretty good, I think. All right, let's take some calls here, and we've got more. Let's play one more Charlie Baker cut, and then we'll go to the phone lines. He comes up with some bad news. This is not his last lecture before Thanksgiving. Cut 17.
And you're probably going to hear this 3 or 4 times from me between now and Thanksgiving, too.
3 or 4 times.
Because if you look at what happened in Canada, and their Thanksgiving was in October, 2 weeks later, their numbers spiked for exactly the same reason. Later.
You know, when you run for re-election, Charlie Parker, I'll tell you what's going to happen to you in the Republican primary. Arthur, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Arthur.
Hi, Howie. How are you this evening?
Good. How are you?
Well, I heard something this morning, what Jeff Cooner said, that at one time when you were up involved up there with the crew from up in, it wasn't Medford at the time, but Nancy Shack, her husband, Brittany, you and Cooner went down to qualify at the range, and they said you couldn't even hit the target. It was a toss-up between you and Cooner who was worse. Is that true?
I don't think so. That's not my recollection of it, Arthur.
Listen, Howie and I went to the range earlier this year, and he was a crack shot.
I got advice from some guys in Somerville, Arthur, on how to shoot. They said don't listen to Joe Biden when he talks about shooting for the leg or the shoulder. Just go for the body. No, that was BS. Thanks for the call though, Arthur. 413. The biggest BS from Parker is what he says is we work through this because he has no intention of ever being through with anything. Exactly. You're right. I mean, the 8 months ago, 9 months ago almost now, he said we needed 15 days to flatten the curve. And here we are all this time later. And you can't get a drink anywhere in the state, a mixed drink anywhere in the state after 9:30 at night because the COVID is going to attack you. Does that make any sense? It doesn't. It's ridiculous. 844-500-4242. But you can go to Rhode Island and you can get a drink until 10:30 tonight because the COVID in Rhode Island doesn't attack as early as the COVID in Massachusetts. And now we find out from Governor Phil Scott in Vermont that the COVID in Vermont doesn't attack you until 10 o'clock. I wish they could get everything straightened out. You know, I mean, we could have like the COVID armies would only attack. You know, why is it 9:30 in Massachusetts, 10 o'clock in Vermont, 10:30 in Rhode Island?
What happens if you cross a time zone?
I know. I don't understand it. What about when you go over to one of those maritime provinces in Canada with Atlantic time? What if the COVID goes over there? You're right. What happens? I don't understand it. Mr. Garcia, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Mr. Garcia.
Hello. How are you going, Howie Carr? Listen, I want to ask you a question. Donald Trump had 44% winning, not winning in New York, but he's getting the high 44%. It's a long time. No, any president get 40 or plus in New York. And he's getting 45% more than the last time was Papa Bush get more than he won in New York. But no, he lost in New York.
Mr. Garcia, they lost congressional seats in New York, the Democrats. They lost a ton of legislative seats, you know, the Assembly and the State Senate. And yet he got smoked. Hey, Mr. Garcia, I got to ask you about did you see that your governor, Phil Murphy, has joined with the nitwit governors of New England to shut down youth hockey? Did you see that? Aren't you proud?
Yeah. No. Let me tell you something. The supermarket in Newark is going to close at 8 o'clock p.m. Every
8 o'clock. 8 o'clock.
8 o'clock.
So again, so then that you've got a more powerful COVID virus. Your virus attacks at 8 o'clock. In Massachusetts, it's 9:30.
Why he not going open 9, 10 o'clock? Why he spending all the time? Because now everybody say, I have to hurry up. I have to go 8 o'clock. He's going to be more packed.
And so people get panicked, too. That's when they're going to start buying up all the toilet paper and all the paper towels, right? Because they're going to get scared.
Also, if you spend that to midnight, 1 o'clock, people go there. You know, at 12 or 1 o'clock, heavy people go shopping because nobody want to see heavy people shopping, spending 4 or 5 cars.
Is there going to be a special dispensation for hairy people that they can come out later? Thanks for the call, Mr. Garcia. Luann, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Luann.
Oh, hi, Howie.
Hi.
Hi, I'm calling to tell you my new nickname for Charlie Baker, Pass the Buck Chuck. He just continues to, now he's blaming Donald Trump for the nursing home.
Right.
You know, fatalities. He continually does this, and I can't stand it, and I've been thinking about this for a long time, but that's my name for Charlie Baker, Pass the Buck Chuck.
That is a good nickname for him, Luann. Pass the buck, Chuck, because he is passing the buck. He said the other day that President Trump owns this. 65% of the 10,000 dead died in nursing homes that he was supposed to be regulating and taking care of. And yet somehow Trump owns everything. Now, here's another big fat lie from Charlie Parker. Cut 20.
And I know that people are tired of dealing with COVID. Believe me, the lieutenant governor and I shake our heads over how much time we continue to spend on this issue. And the vast majority of people in Massachusetts, the vast majority of the time, are doing the right things. And it has made a difference. Just look at the trajectory of cases back in the spring and look at the trajectory now. It's really different. But the trajectory now is sustained and troubling. And everybody needs to step up and help ensure that we get our arms around this.
How many lies was that? He said he was tired of COVID. He's obviously not tired. He's reveling in COVID. And then he says we're doing the right, we've turned the trajectory around. And then in the next sentence, he says we haven't turned the trajectory around. So which is it, Charlie Parker? Are we doing the right thing or are we horsing around? Cut 14.
And it has made a big difference with respect to especially hospitalizations, but everybody has to play. And in those small moments, in those small groups, in those most familiar settings, people need to recognize and understand that the role they play here is an important one.
Is your son Gropey keeping his hands to himself? Is that how has he learned to play with others while they're asleep and he's had a couple of drinks of wine on his way back from D.C.? Cut 21.
But people need to understand that the time is now.
The time is now.
This is real. And the more people do to take care of the business of battling COVID, not just when they're doing formal things, but when they're doing all those informal things too, the more likely we are as a Commonwealth to weather what is obviously a really significant growth in cases, hospitalizations, and all of the calamity that comes with that. And I really do hope that people take this message to heart, because we can do a lot of things and we will. But in the end, we need everybody to play.
Play with this, Charlie Parker. Really significant growth. I thought he said that didn't he say a couple of cuts earlier we had everything under control and we'd done a really great job? Now he's talking about the really significant growth. And everybody's got to play. That means, again, play means you have to obey his orders.
Certainly doesn't pertain to youth hockey.
All right, we'll take a break and we'll come back and take some more calls. I'm Howie Carr.
He's suave, he's debonair, he's Howie Carr.
This is Karen from Billerica, Massachusetts.
This is Adrian in Swanton, Vermont.
This is Miss Susan up in Warner, New Hampshire. And this is the Howie Carr Show.
So what did he say? What do we need everyone to do, Governor Parker?
But everybody has to play.
Except unless you play youth hockey, in which case you will not play. You will not horse around. Okay, what should we do to prevent the spread of the panic, Governor Bake, Governor Parker? Cut 23.
We now have 8 or 10 months of sort of universal agreement about those issues amongst most of the folks in the healthcare world. Eric, I don't know if you want to speak directly to this issue or not, but it just seems to me that it's pretty clear that it's the right way to go for a whole bunch of really good reasons.
He's talking about masks. You know what, Charlie Parker? I'm going to rely on the advice of Dr. Anthony Fauci about masks, how effective they are.
Right now in the United States, people should not be walking around with masks.
You're sure?
Okay.
Because people are listening really closely to this.
Right now, people should not be walking. There's no reason to be walking around with a mask.
I agree. I totally agree. That was Dr. Fauci on 60 Minutes. We all know 60 Minutes tells the truth, right?
I saw on Twitter today my most favorite picture of the year 2020. It's a man in a Bronx subway station, and he's handing out masks, and another man passing by him with his hand up saying, "No, thank you." That's my favorite picture.
Oh, God. 781, Parker's shoulder must hurt from patting himself on the back for anything resembling good news. Otherwise, we get scolded like children for anything that exposes his failure. We are his straw man. That's an excellent way to put it, too. We are. We are his own person. His constituents, the people who elected him, are his straw man. Cut 22.
It's really going to come down to some extent how much benefit we'll get from the orders that we issued 2 weeks ago. It's going to be a function of how much people comply with them. And I think in some respects, that's a very hard thing to measure. I don't know.
If they succeed, if the rate goes down, I'll take credit for it. If the rate that goes up, I'll blame you. Like the guy said, he set us up as straw men. Steve, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Steve.
Hi, Howie. How you doing? Hey,
good.
It seems like the same thing that's going on between him, New York, and everything else. Blame Trump for the nursing homes and everything else. But yet Trump announces that we have a vaccine, but now we're going to go back to square one, and we're going to go into lockdown mode and go backwards where we got something forward to look at. But it seems like they're working together, all these states and all the Dems and this.
It is.
The rhino.
It's true. I mean, you know, Charlie Parker announced that the shutdowns of the bars, you know, or what the shutdowns of alcohol sales, and then Cuomo falls into line, and then today Phil Scott, even though nobody's 59 people dead in Vermont and everything is in the state is basically shut down. I mean, it makes no sense. Gilbert, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Gilbert.
Shut up.
You there? No.
Yes. How you doing, Howie?
Good. Quickly.
I'm having a hard time hearing you, sir.
Okay. I'm sorry about that. We'll call back again, Gilbert. Sorry, you saw you were having a problem. Let's play one more cut from Charlie Parker. Cut 19.
We're living in a pandemic. I know some people would prefer to think otherwise, but it's true and it's real, and it's all over the country. In fact, it's all over big parts of the Western world.
We are living in a bacterial world.
And I am a bacterial boy. Oh, God. Yeah, we're living in a panic-demic. That's what we're living in, and he's the cause of it. Have a good weekend, everybody. Stay strong.